we love to travel, okay? And we love meeting people along the way. And we just have a passion for helping others feed and be healthy and have fun in the process. And we found out that traveling in all these places with all my clients and Lauren competing and just reaching out, and as you saw in our post, we like to post quite a bit of the food porn. It's what we love doing.
We like, you know, sharing our life and our relationship via social media. Do we like to have fun, but at the same time, we'll work when we need to reach our goals. And I just like every, I feel like, new client that's been brought onto the team, I feel like we all kind of just have like this connection. It's just like one big family.
Yeah, I definitely feel like we are doing that and growing a big family one day at a time.
This is With an Ohio Bias, a podcast for real fans with Dee and Jake, and we're so happy to be joined by Lauren First and Dylan Bear. They're going to talk about growing their brands, having fun traveling, of course, food, and what services they provide that can help you live a healthier lifestyle. Welcome to the podcast, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
Lauren, since we talked to you, we know you've continued competing, of course, but you've also started your own business. Tell us about that.
Continuing competitions now ever since we last spoke. And from there, I feel like I kind of was picking up on posing really well, and it was just really easy for me to learn. So I figured that I could kind of help other girls out and make a small little business on the side and just offer posing sessions now. So obviously I just started a new career, and I'm going to be a nurse at a hospital here in Columbus. But kind of on the side as a little hobby, I've also been teaching some posing for, you know, new competitors in bikini or, you know, rookies. The girls that keep coming back, just trying to help them out and make them stand out on stage. And it's really nice, too, because with Dylan, he has his own clients, and so it's kind of like he'll refer them to me, and just a little business that we're working on together.
Now, Dylan's uniquely qualified, though, to assist you and your clients. Dylan, tell us about why it was important to start Bear Aesthetics, and, you know, just describe that for people that might not understand what you do in the industry.
Bear Aesthetics, my whole intentions behind the business was to create and build a brand that stands for no bullshit and just science. That's a little motto that myself and a lot of my clients like to throw around there. So as you probably know, there's a lot of BS in the health and fitness industry. So when I had an idea of how I could get out there and try to spread the message and the truth when it comes to the science of things, I mean, that was my go-to with in my motivation behind developing Bear Aesthetics and just trying to get the message out there and tell people the truth when it comes to health and nutrition, that they don't have to eat the typical chicken and broccoli five times a day, that they can eat the foods that they want to enjoy and still get the results that they want to. You know, Lauren and I are trying to work together and tell people it's about balance. And whatever you can adhere to for a lifestyle, that's how you're going to yield the best results.
You guys came together as a couple, and we followed Lauren for a long time, and then this guy popped up. He didn't have a beard. He had a beard. You know, we're trying to figure out what was going on. But, Dylan, you know, talk about some of the professional advice you give to her, but then also being a boyfriend. And then both of you guys talk about the challenges and the benefits that you have with that relationship.
Funny, because a lot of people – they think, like, how do you go about having your boyfriend be your coach? Does it, like, get awkward at home, or do you feel like you can't eat anything around each other, or it just, are you guys always constantly hangry and because you're not eating much and biting each other's head off? But honestly, I feel like it works out perfect. You know, he's there when I'm having, like, mental breakdowns or having just a really bad rough day, and he just helps me feel a lot more comfortable. You know, if I am having one of those moments, he kind of brings me back down and helps me recollect myself.
Yeah, so I just treat her like every other client, okay? I know what her goals are, and I know how to get her there. So that is my job, not only as a coach, but as a boyfriend, to do my best to diet her down, train her, and prep her for everything in life, not only just the stage. And Lauren's a very dedicated individual, as you already know. And if you didn't know, She recently just got third place at a national tournament in Chicago, which was huge. So she was two places away from getting her pro card. And that just goes to show you what kind of a motivated and dedicated person she is in her, on her own.
Excited. I want you guys to talk about is being out in Vegas for the Olympia, what that experience was like, and then everything else in between. Tell us about some of the things that you might have learned, too, with these experiences, because we know this has spanned over a couple years now.
We love to travel, okay, and we love meeting people along the way, and we just have a passion for helping others succeed and be healthy and have fun in the process. And we found out that traveling in all of these places with all my clients and Lauren competing and just reaching out, and as you saw in our post, we like to post quite a bit of the food porn, but it's what we love doing. And like you said, last September we went to the Olympia with Fit Crunch bars. We are both athletes for that company, so if you haven't had Fit Crunch bars, they are amazing.
Best protein bars out there. But seriously, it's all about like the connections we've made. So yeah, the Olympia, there's so many people from all around the world, so many companies. So just kind of getting our name out there. And then just meeting those special people along the way. And then same like how we're traveling now for competitions. So we've been to South Carolina and got to experience a little bit of that. The weather was beautiful. And then just as a little treat to ourselves, after Chicago from Junior Nationals, we went to Disney World, and that was a blast. That was like our first time back since we were little. So it was fun.
Lauren, as she told you, she just graduated from Kent State with her Bachelor's of Nursing, so I surprised her to a little trip to Disney World, and we had a little week's getaway with that and went to the Magic Kingdom.
And we're going to Texas now, tomorrow, actually. So.
And tomorrow we're going to Texas to meet up with another fitness couple that we love, and they're pretty big in foodies themselves, so we're going to do a calorie challenge with them. Lauren is going to be attempting 12,000 calories in 24 hours, and then I'm going to go against 25,000 calories in the 24-hour period. So we'll let you know how that goes.
And by the way, congrats on becoming a nurse, Lauren. Definitely one of the fields that we hold in high esteem here with an Ohio Bias.
Thank you. I'm excited. Start Monday, so I'm ready.
She'll be an amazing nurse, I know.
We love the traveling. You talk about the food porn and everything like that. When's the reality show coming?
It's funny that you mention all that, because all of this is in the works.
Yeah, we've actually touched on this with a couple of people, you know, who are also, again, like how we're going down with this couple who are big foodies, and we have a couple other friends now located in Chicago that are foodies. I mean, it's fun. A lot of people think fitness, you can't be enjoying these fun foods without, you know, putting on tons of weight, but honestly, it's not like that at all. We try these fun foods, you know, in moderation, have balance, but they make a really good picture, too, so that's always fun. But we've always said we wanted to start a podcast in some type of form, you know, reviewing foods or traveling, just because that's something we naturally love to do.
Yeah, and then, of course, spreading the message of the science and truth when it comes to health and nutrition.
Yeah.
The balance aspect of that as well.
Dylan, with your dietitian counseling services, I mean, let's just get to it. There's a lot of common misconceptions out there. Should people be out here chugging shots of apple cider?
Yeah, right. That's hilarious. So, again, there's so much misinformation out there. You bring up the apple cider vinegar. That is a very hot, trending fad in 2017. It's all over the media everywhere. But that's my passion as a dietitian, is to bring out the message that don't always listen to these messages that are out in the mass media, because it's just trying to get a stir in the crowd, which it does. But then that's where I come into play and bring people back to reality, even though a lot of people don't like that. You just got to look at the science and research and come to the actual facts. Is this really beneficial for me? And if so, how can I implement it with my lifestyle?
Yeah.
And a big one that just recently occurred is it would be that What the Health documentary that's been airing on Netflix recently. Did you get a chance to watch that?
I've seen the trailer. I have not watched it, but I saw you guys going at people on Twitter and having a little discussion about it.
There's kind of a little discussion, so no. But again, that was just me pointing out that just you can't listen to everything that you see
or hear.
And people don't realize that documentaries are very minimal actual science, and it's just about getting money. It's putting money into somebody's pocket. And this particular documentary was pushing towards vegetarians and going vegan, which is totally fine. I totally support a plant-based diet. However, some of the attacks that they did against people eating meat is just, they just kind of just pulled data out of nowhere. You know, they compared eating one egg is like smoking 5 cigarettes, and you don't have to be a dietitian to realize that's total bullshit. That documentary, that kind of got me fired up to tell people, hey, let's take a step back here and don't take this too seriously. And again, it's all about moderation and doing the actual research or reaching out to your local dietitian and talking to them about making these dietary and lifestyle changes before just listening to what's on Facebook or what Dr. Oz says.
And we're so happy to be joined by Lauren First and Dylan Baer, talking everything in the health and fitness industry. And Lauren, we kind of understand why you like Dylan so much. The guy knows what he's talking about, and he's pretty good at explaining it. So,
Yeah, but don't say that. It's going to get to his head.
No. All right. Well, you talk about the industry and maybe monetizing a lot of those different things, especially when it comes to, you know, fast results for people. And we know that matters, but it's not everything. What's an example of you guys helping your clients find maybe that balance? And then also, too, maybe getting them to understand, even though that you guys put forth, you know, and project, you know, a strong couple, that you still have the perspective of what it was like when you were on your own, and you can still connect and relate to them in those manners as well.
I think one thing I really, really like about, you know, just the fact that Dylan and I are together, and now that obviously Bear Aesthetics, his competition prep team, has been taking off, and then now I'm lucky to kind of be there for him throughout the whole entire thing. Every, I feel like, new client that's been brought onto the team, I feel like we all kind of just have, like, this connection. It's just, like, one big family. So, like, with Dylan and I, it's, like, we're the mom and the dad, and, like, they're all of our children. It's, like, it's a really big support group, which I think is really hard to find. So the fact that Dylan and I are together throughout this whole thing, it's just kind of, it makes the team a little bit stronger. But then at the same time, like, I think we like, you know, sharing our life and our relationship via social media. And we kind of just want to be that mom, dad out there for just anyone who feels like they might be lost in the fitness industry, or just, it's just really nice for other people out there to see that it's possible and you don't have to just limit yourself to living alone, or, I mean, just like constantly being in isolation just to reach those goals, and you can do it with people who share the same interests.
Exactly. It's all about the support system and who you surround yourself with. I don't see my clients within Bear Aesthetics as clients. You know, I, like Lauren said, we're a family, and we treat one another as we are family. We have fun together, and we truly care about each other. And not only, I could definitely just say, go eat this or go do this in the gym, but I want more for my clients than that. So we just like to make it, break it down to a personal level. And with Lauren and I definitely feel like we are doing that and growing a big family one day at a time.
Well, Dylan, talk about that family real quick. Anybody you want to mention from that family, and highlight some of the successes they've had at some of those competitions that you guys have been to.
Heck, I've got one girl sitting right here, Hannah. She's 19 years old. Okay, she just came over. This is a perfect aspect of the family. Like we were talking about, she's just coming over and hanging out and having some Halo Top ice cream, and she's 12 weeks out from her first ever competition. So I'm very excited for her. She's nervous, as she was just discussing with us, but she's dedicated, and she's got Lauren here to help her perfect her posing, and she's seeing amazing results and eating the things that she loves.
In moderation.
In moderation. And she's going to do amazing in 12 weeks for her first show, and I'll be there making sure it happens for her. And, yeah, I've got several other clients that we took to the national stage. So as a coach, this was my first year actually having clients on the national level stage. So
we all traveled together.
Stayed in the same room together. And, of course, you know, we went and got food together. that is a must.
Well, Dylan, talk about one of the services that I saw that you provide is emergency tanning for anybody in case they need it. All they got to do is reach out to you, and you can be there in a spot.
Right. I can give you a BA spray tan any day. One thing, another aspect of Bear Aesthetics that we do, that's my whole goal as a coach, is to provide all the services that my clients need and want. So when you prep for a competition, you have to get tanned for that competition. So I do provide competition tanning for all of my clients. So I spray tan them the night before as well as the morning of their show, so they're all ready to go. And then also, in addition to the competition spray tan, I do general spray tanning for the general public. And I have a portable tent that I can basically take anywhere, wherever I want to. So if you ever need a spray tan, hit me up and I got you.
All right. Well, I'm pretty good with my tan, but I know some people actually need it when they're competing. But we say good luck to Hannah, too, as well. Lauren, talk about posing just real quick, why it's so important. Put that, you know, message out there for people and, you know, kind of sell yourself on why you're the posing coach they need.
It's huge. You know, I mean, a perfect example going into Junior Nationals in Chicago. I mean, every single girl on that stage looks awesome. They're all qualified. They all did what they needed to step onto that national stage. And I was looking at almost all of them, picking myself apart, freaking out because one had super, you know, ripped abs and, you know, really cut up belt. But then, I mean, I ended up placing third place, and I think posing really did have a big portion or a big impact on my placement. You know, you can watch a million YouTube videos or watch videos on Instagram of girls posing, but I always tell all of my posing girls that it's not like a one-size-fits-all thing. One pose can look awesome on you, but then on somebody who could either be way taller or shorter, it just doesn't suit their body well. So I think, you know, I offer posing sessions. I do 5 sessions, packages, where we go over everything from the walk, to the poses, to the small movements to make just everything flow together, anything to really sell yourself and make you look really confident up there, because I think that's where a lot of girls can kind of go wrong and they don't have that confidence and it shows on stage. So I just love, I can do FaceTime sessions, in-person sessions, and just really make sure that we find the right poses for the stage and so the judges really see what they're judging on.
All right, Dylan, how excited are you for Ohio State football?
Oh, baby, cannot wait. Yep, living right here in Columbus, so you know it's going to be an eventful time this time of year.
Lauren First and Dylan Bear, we're so happy to have them on the podcast. We want to get you guys out of here on this one. Please mention any sponsors. If Hannah has any shout-outs, she can jump in there. And then tell people how they can reach out to you guys on social media and how they can become a part of the Bear Aesthetics family.
Sponsors, I'll think Fit Crunch Bars. Also, Rasa self-tanning, so that's the self-tanner that we use religiously. Twisted Cookie Dough is a protein company with edible protein cookie dough. They've been super supportive, along with Little Buff Bakery, which is protein cakes. Toxic Angel Bikini for helping me with all my bikinis for the stage.
Pretty much nailed it.
so that's another thing. We're, like, sponsored by the same people. So
we're a team. Again, we are a team. We're becoming a package deal. So but go ahead and list your...
And then Instagram, I'm fitness first, like, _ fitness _ 1ST _. Too many underscores. And then I'm on Twitter, Lore for Life 00. And then Dylan.
My Instagram is Dylan Bear, D-Y-L-A-N, Bear, B-A-I-R, _RD. My website is bearaesthetics.com. And if you're interested in contest prep coaching or just any kind of dietary services, you can contact me at bearaesthetics@gmail.com, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
All right. And how fun was the North Coast Championship in, you know, Lauren's alma mater, Kent State, you know, now? How fun was that one this year?
Oh, my God, that one was so much fun. You know, I honestly wasn't even really planning on doing that show just because, you know, it was in between 2 national stages, so I didn't know if I would have it in me. But, you know, I mean, it was my last year at Kent State. I did really well in the 2 years prior to this one, and it was just really nice. You know, it was really relaxing, kind of like a big family reunion where I was just all my friends, teammates, colleagues. Like, it was a really good time just because it was kind of like a big family at this one.
Yeah, it was a blast, especially because I had a lot of first-time competitors there, and they all look up to Lauren, so it's nice having her along with the fam.
All right, and Dylan, how excited are you for Ohio State football?
Oh, baby, cannot wait. Yep, living right here in Columbus, so you know it's going to be an eventful time this time of year.
Well, we're so happy for your journey, Lauren. You've come a long way, and we're happy to see, you know, how you've climbed that mountain, proverbial mountain, of course, but just happy for all your success, and we're happy with the addition of Dylan. I mean, it's more than being a Buckeye, Dylan. We just like the way that you handle yourself, so very happy to have you both on the podcast, and that's it. Thank you so much for being on it with an Ohio Bias podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You can hear more of things like this on With an Ohio Bias. Be checking us out, withanohiobias.com. You can find us on iTunes, the full podcast on iTunes. Just search With an Ohio Bias. Give us a like, subscribe, and write us a review even. And we would really appreciate that. Thanks for listening, and we will talk at you next time.